This is KCUR 89.3. Most people have valuable possessions on paper, but don't often think about preserving them until it's too late. For more than 20 years, one Kansas City man has made a career out of repairing the damage. And as KCUR's Julie Deneche found out, he's sometimes caring for more than the paper itself.
Mark Stevenson is hunched over a work table in his Midtown home. He's wearing magnifying glasses and using a metal spatula to scrape away layers of stubborn colored mat board and glue from an 80-year-old lithograph. After a couple of intense hours of stripping away the heavy paper, he needs to step away and take a break.
There are days it's like you just, because of that really intense focused energy that it requires, that boy, it's like, I haven't lifted anything heavy today, but boy, I'm just exhausted.
Stevenson's a professional paper conservator, and it's safe to say that if you're knocking at his door with an old map or drawing, something has gone very wrong. Today, Stevenson's customer is Matt Denny. He's an amateur art collector who lives in Parkville.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
How are you today?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Denny has brought Stevenson one of his recent acquisitions, something he found at an auction. It's a photogravure of a Crow warrior. The image is one of thousands made more than a century ago by Edward Curtis, a famous American photographer who spent two decades photographing Native Americans in the West. Unfortunately, Denny's find is in bad shape.
When I purchased it, it was hanging from a clothesline at an auction. It just looked terrible.
Mark Stevenson's used to seeing paper in every state of disrepair. For the past 25 years, he's restored prints for prestigious museums, both large and small, as well as individual clients. He's often astonished by the things that people bring him.
Some people bring me, it was dated, September 1777. It was a Revolutionary War Officer's Commission. It's just like, Part of what I love about what I do, it's kind of a rotating museum. I mean, I get to live with these things and interact on a very intimate level.
Each piece of paper is a puzzle. Sometimes it's difficult to know what path to take in a restoration.
It's all very delicate. I mean, you do have to be that sort of person, you know, kind of balance a feather on your nose some days.
Works on paper are incredibly fragile.
That's Burton Dunbar, a retired professor of art history at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. He sometimes works on projects with Stevenson. Dunbar says most people don't realize just how delicate works on paper can be.
They don't like light. They don't like dampness. They like to be put away for long periods of time. That's why museums will exhibit a work on paper for a period of time and then put it to bed for maybe 5 years.
For Dunbar, the beauty of works on paper makes all the effort worthwhile.
With works on paper, you find yourself taking a breath. How lush they are, even they may be black and white. The extremes in value that we have from pure white all the way to deepest black.
Dunbar says that's where people like Mark Stevenson come in. All of the objects Stevenson repairs are valuable. Sometimes that value is monetary. Sometimes it's sentimental.
Human beings being the strange creatures that they are, we invest in inanimate objects with meaning, and we form emotional bonds to them, whether it's your mink coat or your new car or your family documents.
Nursing cherished works on paper back to health is a big responsibility.
In many ways, the most rewarding part of what I do is just helping out and sometimes providing healing or walking people through their grief when, you know, something happened, you know, that whether it was the basement flooded or something fell off the wall, and these people are just distraught. And it's just like, okay, let me see what I can do. And quite often, something can be done.
There are limitations and even risks to repairing damage. Occasionally, an object is beyond saving, and he finds himself helping people come to terms with loss.
Two of my great-grandfathers were ministers. My grandfather was a pharmacist. My father was a pharmacist. I come from a long line of healers. And what I do is, I've come to see it as a healing thing. It's a cultural healing. Sometimes it's a personal healing.
It took Stevenson 6 weeks to finish work on collector Matt Denny's Edward Curtis photogravure. Now Stevenson is ready to see what his customer thinks.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Gosh, this is just incredible. I mean, Mark, You're a magician, man. I don't know what to tell you.
The paper is bright and clean. Stevenson's removed the stains of age to show the weathered face of a man who sat for photographer Edward Curtis more than a century ago. Mark Stevenson has restored it to face the next 100 years.
I'm thrilled. Thank you so much. Wow. Unbelievable.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deneche.
You can see photographs of Mark Stevenson at work on our website, kcur.org/arts.